sunny in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Listen to me.
Why should the people listen to you?
Because
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
Hey, it's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Hello and welcome to Thursday, September 22nd. But also, happy Luke Bryan Farm Tour Day.
Yippee!
There are a lot of people that are very happy about the big show tonight. And the weather looks like it's going to be really pretty decent.
Well, I
way to get people psyched, dude.
Well, yeah, because... Okay.
I mean, it looks pretty, really decent.
It could be really rainy. It could be really crummy. It could be super hot.
I mean, in hindsight, it's going to feel kind of cold. So, I mean, definitely wear like a jacket.
This is the chance for the Han Solos to come out in their vests and their pants and the boots and all that stuff and really show off your fall collection.
The fall collection. Wow.
The fall line
will
be coming out to see the pasture for Luke Bryan tonight.
Yeah.
See, so is a good thing.
I had someone tweet at me, and they were wondering, can they bring chairs to this thing?
So we did a rundown yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they can.
It's blankets and chairs.
In a designated area. It's not nearby the stage, but you can do blankets and chairs.
Wow.
You can tailgate in the field starting at 2 o'clock. It's BYOB. There's no grilling. So bring, like, I don't know, our charcuterie board or something.
Obviously, you can't bring your drinks, like, into the festival space. But
whatever you're going to drink, you got to drink out.
You can park in the parking lot party as early as 2.
And then the gates open 5. The peach pickers are on stage at 6, and it just goes from there.
A friend of mine yesterday had told her friend an entirely different lineup. It was so funny.
Oh, really? What lineup did they have?
A friend that doesn't really know... Well, I think they know country music, but they don't, not like a deep dive into country music.
Right.
So the friend was like, I thought she said something about trombone troubadours. And I was like, well, first of all, it's turnpike troubadours, which is so funny. But no, they're not opening. And then I can't remember who the other two people, this person had told them was just not correct. It was so funny.
That's awesome.
I said, I must be going to a different show then.
Yeah, right? It's completely a different place and a different show. Now, the Peach Pickers is the opening band. That is Luke Bryan's dad, Rhett Akins, Ben Haslip, and Dallas Davidson.
Thomas Rhett's dad,
Rhett Akins, because it's Thomas Rhett Akins. He's junior, actually. Thomas Rhett is.
He's Thomas Rhett Akins Jr.?
Uh-huh.
I listened to a podcast called Small Town Murder, and they also do another podcast called Crime in Sports. Mm. And their whole thing is that if you have junior in your name, if you're a junior of any sort, you are more than likely going to murder somebody.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
So Ken Griffey Jr. might have murdered somebody?
Maybe, I don't know. Because all these sports players...
Like, a lot of them have junior in their name.
If you don't off somebody, then you do crazy out of pocket stuff.
So you better
watch out if you're married to a junior or if you are the junior.
Just be careful of that, I guess.
We'll have to keep our eyes on Thomas Rhett.
Learn a new thing every day.
Yeah. So the Peach Pickers, who've written like hundreds of hits for other people, the three of them will go up and sing songs together, like the songs that they made hits. And then it'll be Riley Green, then Jamison Rogers, and then Luke Bryan.
So nice.
It'll be a fun night. We do have a final pair of tickets to give away this morning. If you can last chance go.
Ooh, last minute luck.
So that'll be coming up on the show.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
As well as trying to get David another date with Nikki in an all-new Date 'Em or Dump 'Em at 7:20. We'll get the results of a very ridiculous and throwing hands would-you-rather Wednesday. And things that drive you nuts about your kids. And a lot more coming up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
They could have gone with this. They could have gone with this. But instead, Space Force has come out with their own official song.
Okay.
Okay. They came out with their own song?
Well, yeah, because every branch of the military has their own song.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, well, we want a song.
Sure.
And so they now have their official song. The U.S. Space Force is the newest military branch that was established in 2019 and has officially adopted its own song called Semper Supra.
Okay.
Okay.
The tune was unveiled during the 2022 Air and Space Forces Association Air, Space, and Cyber Conference in National Harbor, Maryland. And the song apparently has been a long work in progress, says James Technor, the singer-songwriter who created the lyrics in the medley.
Okay.
Nice.
Said, I wanted to encompass all the capabilities that Space Force offers and its vision for the future.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
Would you like to hear...
I was going to say, if you can hear it,
here's the song in its entirety.
Sounds like a military song.
Yep. The Invisible Front Line.
Yeah.
War fighters, brave and true.
This is a very typical military
boldly
song.
Boldly reaching into space. There's no limit to our sky.
Yeah, they do this probably when they're marching.
Yeah, standing guard both night and day. We're the Space Force from on a high.
So,
yeah.
Do all military songs sound like you go to like a band concert?
Yeah, because John Philip Sousa did most of them.
Okay.
They're like, all like, you could sing them while you're marching.
That has like a flute in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't like a... They'll sing the lyrics.
Military usually have flute?
Yeah.
They flautists? Yeah, they...
Cause flautists?
When you look at... for example, there's that famous threesome from, like, Civil War. It's the guy with the flag and the guy with the drums and the guy with the flute.
Well, right, but that's a Civil War.
But it's... These songs have been around since then, so...
But not the Space Force.
No. I think they're just trying to match...
What would you have done? Would you have had like Sam Hunt write a song?
No.
Like where he would like talk rap it?
Yeah, talk
country
rap.
Music?
It just seemed so, I don't know. I don't even know the word and I also don't want to offend anybody. But
no, you're not trying to offend anybody.
I just picture like going to a small town festival and then you have like the sixth and seventh grade come by and they are like, you know, for fear of... failure and bodily harm, they've been told you have to play this song, and it's just like this. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what the alternative
would be. Think of like a war group.
A war group. What would be the alternative? Like, what would you expect? Would it be like,
I don't know, more drums,
like
less
some
flutes?
Slipknot.
You some Slipknot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what hilarious. You're thinking.
Something a little more aggressive. Just something that packs a little more of a punch.
That grabs you.
That just sounded like elevator music.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's...
Man.
It's being panned
by a
lot of people.
If that person who wrote that song could hear me...
Should they just have that Running Down the Hill song that everybody likes?
Oh, Running Up That Hill?
Whatever it is.
The Kate Smith song?
No.
Should they have just done that?
Well, I guess maybe a rock version of that, potentially.
I'm trying to figure out what the alternative to... Like, that's a pretty traditional song.
So,
like, way to do a song. I'm trying to figure out what your...
Way to
where
do...
Where you run with it.
Hold on. Way to do a song in general, or
no,
way to
a
do specifically,
military
like, a military song?
Yeah, a military song.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever been to, like,
it
one of those
like, it
ceremonies?
Seems like something you would hear if you went to, if you took your family to Disney, and they trotted out, like, a king or queen from, like, the castle or
from
something.
From a fairy tale world.
Have you ever gone to, like, one of the ceremonies where they're shipping off to go to war? Like, they're leaving...
No.
We went to quite a few of those with Jess's dad. And that's pretty much exactly the music that's playing all
really?
The time.
Really? I'm learning new things now. I'm so baffled by that.
Mike gave us a suggestion. If this one doesn't go over well, he could always use this.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. A Star Wars.
Murray doing
Star
Wars. The theme from Star Wars.
Yep.
Even Steve Carell did a version of the Space Force theme that he created for his own in the TV show Space Force.
I'm just still so hung up on that arrangement. I did not know that that's what most military songs so sound like.
Well, I'll play some military song for you after.
Oh, there you go.
What the
Giddy
hell?
Giddy up, Coryell.
That way you can have a good morning. An idea of what.
All right. Learn new things every day.
So Space Force is its own song. Aww, congratulations.
It's official. Don't be today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Kane Brown's posse, Monarch, has striking similarities to the Judds. John Party reveals big news and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City powered by A1 mold testing. Kane Brown has always struck us as a no-frills, like, down-to-earth kind of guy.
Right.
But it might be a little wrong. He is a little extra. In fact, he travels with an entire posse.
We travel like a rap group. It's awesome, and I love y'all, but sometimes embarrassing. I will sometimes get somewhere, and it's like I have this green room, and there's 20 of us. It's like ready to go.
It is.
But it's awesome at the same time because we got support, and we love each other.
That's a little much. It's a little much.
If you've ever seen his truck, you know he is extra.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
His pickup truck.
No, yeah, he is definitely extra. But hey, I guess you can do what you do in your game.
If you got money, you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Side note, him, Carly Pierce, Cody Johnson, Luke Combs, and Walker Hayes are the 2022 CMT Artists of the Year.
Oh, so wow.
The ceremony will premiere October 14th on CMT. There will be special guest performances even to honor them, and those will be announced as it gets closer.
Okay, cool.
If you've been watching Monarch, the show that stars Trace Atkins and Susan Sarandon, you might have felt some pretty strong parallels to the Judds, specifically Naomi Judd.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Susan Sarandon's, I don't want to give away too much here.
Well,
I'm going to because, come on. So, spoiler alert, it's about to happen. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
Susan Sarandon's death and Naomi Judd's death both died by suicide and pre-planned their own funeral, which also featured the Judds' song, Love Can Build a Bridge.
Oh, wow.
So like, when this you happened tack before all those on, it's really weird. Executive producers say, quote, what feels like art imitating life is really just one of the strangest, saddest, eeriest coincidences I've seen.
Yeah, because this was filmed before.
Yeah,
that all went down.
Would have been.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
isn't that
super
wild?
Weird.
It's so wild. So yeah, if you do watch Monarch and you've noticed that, know that it wasn't apparently intentional, but it just a very strange coincidence.
All right.
Brett Young has two young daughters in his house, so it's only natural that, you know, pretty much everything is taken over by his two daughters. According to Brett, right now, that means his home is overflowing with one thing, Minnie Mouse.
The things that you're like, how can this possibly keep you entertained for 45 minutes? It's a bed and a slide with one little toy, and she's just obsessed. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, sure, you can put Minnie's bow in Daddy's hair. That sounds wonderful. Let's go ahead and do that.
Nick, can you relate to any of that?
Yes, 100%.
I can too. Serena was that way too. Real. It was, you just played makeup and dress up Barbies and whatever for hours.
Yeah, but isn't Bailey obsessed with Minnie Mouse?
Yes, Bailey is super Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, so you definitely get it to JP.
We've got dolls everywhere.
These Minnie Mouse thing is all over my friend's house too with a little girl. So it just must be the thing. It's the thing.
Must be.
John Party and his wife Summer are expecting their first child early next year. The ranch is already pretty full with like dogs, cats, goats, cows, you know, I don't know, why not expand? I mean, they're going to need like a ranch hand at some point, so might as well add to the brood. John Party and Summer are expecting their first child. And
that's so
I
cool.
think this news came down really, really early in the morning.
Yeah, it was like late last night.
Or late last night,
It was People Magazine had the exclusive photo, so.
Yeah, so if you went to bed at like 10 even, you probably didn't see the information yet, so it's brand new stuff. With the nitty-gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
If you wake up in a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kix 96.9.
I've been waiting on some good news.
What's your good thing today? You can let us know. Facebook, Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us anytime, and then we will add it to the show. Coriel, what do you got for your good thing?
My good thing is actually, it's a personal one, so I hope you have somebody like this in your life, but I was at home last night doing a little bit of work, and someone just busts in our back door, and I immediately panicked for a second. I had no idea what was happening, and it was slightly dark in the house. Well, some friends of mine were driving by to go to another friend's house, and they saw that our garage door was open, and my boyfriend and I had some people over, but I was inside doing some work. So they stopped by. They came to surprise me with a tray of M&M cookies. They had seen that we were out there when they went to go run errands. And then, and those errands include sweets for our other friend's child who was like freaking out that they needed chocolate or something. And they're like, well, you know, since we're driving by Coriel's on the way back, let's just swing by and like just surprise her quick. So out of just nowhere, pretty late at night, my friend just pulled up, said hey to everyone in the garage, busted in our back door, surprised me with an entire platter of M&M cookies, which, by the way, I had been sitting there craving some type of sweet. I was like, do I leave right now and go like ruin any productivity I had today and just get some like licorice or chocolate bars or just something? And here comes my friend Stacy with the assist, apparently. I don't know how she knew that I needed sweets. And also, she's... This is the type of person she is.
Right.
So I hope you have a friend like that in your life that will, first of all, not only can you talk to them about literally anything, but will sometimes just drop by unannounced, uninvited, but with lots of treats, and then just says, all right, bye. Doesn't even linger. Just here's some things for you. See ya. I just think it's so awesome.
That is awesome. Great. What a good friend.
It is. It's a good friend.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
I got two quick ones. Number one, last night, the season premiere of Masked Singer was on, and my daughter, Bailey, thought Jeannie McCarthy's dress she had on was like the most gorgeous thing ever. So she asked me to tweet at her, so I did, a picture of Bailey saying how beautiful her dress was. And during the commercial break, we got a tweet back from her, and she was like, and she told Bailey how adorable she is, and thank you. And
oh,
it was really awesome.
Wow.
So Bailey was like running around the house doing backflips.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm like, that's awesome. Wait. And then, like, about a half hour later, Jeannie McCarthy tweeted out about how much she likes tweeting people during commercial breaks, which you see her on the show putting her phone down sometimes. I know it's, whatever. But Bailey was all excited about it.
Yeah, you better watch that in real time.
I know, right? And I got a shout out to my friend because, also, speaking of Bailey, she has a buddy at school named Jet. And Jet was telling his parents that he knows me. And he's all excited about Bailey's dad's Husker Nick and all this stuff. And they learned that they're in the same class together. They were tweeting at me. I just want to shout out my buddy Jet. Say, hey, what's up, pal?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
Oh, cute.
My good thing is a shout out to a new friend of the show, Andy Stock, who owns the Stock Hay and Grain Farm where they're having the Luke Bryan Farm Tour. Andy and his family have been farming out there for a long time, and it was really cool that he all of a sudden got a random call from somebody saying, hey, we'd like to have Luke Bryan's Farm Tour in your field. And he's like, all right. I mean, I don't know if I really want to do it or not. And then his wife's like, you've got to do this.
Sweet.
This is a big deal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. And so in a matter of just a couple months, Andy and his family and people that are there got things ready to go. And now we're going to have Luke Bryan's farm tour out there just outside of Murdoch. And the people of Murdoch have been very, very cool about things, too, because it's going to be, I'm sure it's probably a logistics nightmare-ish.
Yeah, it can't
for a
be
lot of these
easy
people,
necessarily.
To change up the schedule and schools getting out and all this other stuff is going to be going on when people are going to be piling out into the field. So just a shout out to Andy Stock and the people of Murdoch, Nebraska for,
for
all
a fun
the hard
time.
Work.
Yeah, they put,
yeah, I was talking to Benish who did the last you know, the big, the last one that he came
over
through.
By Playmore.
And I asked him, I was like, would you do it again? He goes, in a heartbeat. It was one of the coolest experiences you'll ever have. So these people are in for such a fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride tonight.
A fun night, and the best of luck to the Stock, Hay & Grain Farm, and the folks in Murdoch with the big show tonight. Just a few good things.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. They keep me laughing, and they play the best music.
Kix 96.9.
It's just something fun that we like to play around with. It's called Would You Rather, and Coriel is kind enough to try to figure these out. Mostly because she's trying to figure out these things herself and whether she would want to do these.
I'll have you know that somebody messaged me, Wendy, I think was her name, messaged me on Instagram and pointed out that I'm not crazy about the mermaid layer I spoke about, because think of Harry Potter. Remember all the mermen down in that like layer when they were doing the Goblet of Fire challenges?
First, tell us what the choices are again.
So would you rather be abducted by aliens?
What sounds interesting and ominous in its own right.
Or would you rather be abducted by mermaids?
Can I tell you?
And assuming that you can breathe in these situations.
I was listening to this segment yesterday. I was driving in my truck and I heard it.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, when this first question came across and just listening to JP try to respond to it, you could tell in his head he was thinking, am I going for anal probes or am I hoping to be locked in a cave with just mermaids?
With just mermaids.
Like, he's like, mermaids.
He had a real moral struggle.
Yes, he was like, do I anal probes or am I locked? And then how do I pass these up?
They're too good.
The wheels were spinning. He was like, am I chained to a bed
like,
with the mermaids?
Both.
Yeah, two for one deal?
I had no interest or desire into what a mermaid lair was other than trying to figure out what the hell it was.
I actually texted Coriel and said, you need to pull the audio of how excited he was when you brought up mermaid lair at first. Because it was awesome.
Hey, mermaid layers are probably cool.
It sounded
cool.
Like it.
All right, yeah. Well, I wasn't excited at all. I was like, what the hell is that? And is that even a thing?
First of all, mermaids aren't even a thing.
Well, yeah.
Aliens.
Are aliens a thing?
Probably aren't, I guess.
Please tell me you guys are amongst the people who think we're the only like sentient beings in the universe.
No, there definitely are aliens.
It would make me so
but
happy.
Not I think not aliens as we know it. That's a whole other conversation.
Nice.
I don't think they're like the little green men or like the I don't think they look like the emojis or something that's out there. You know, like the little gray almond shaped faces with like the big black eyes.
Yeah, what do they look like?
I don't know, but I feel like that's just like the face that we give it.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I wanted to be like the alien Paul. Like Seth Rogen did that movie where he was just like a stoner.
Wait, what is this?
Movie Paul. Do you ever see that?
No, I didn't know
that.
Seth
Rogen, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Jason Bateman's in it too.
It must suck though, because you never hear Seth Rogen talking about it. Does it suck a little bit?
He voiced Paul, the alien that came. He's a two British comic book geeks travel across the U.S. and enter Area 51 and they find Paul.
And he's just
he's just a stoner.
So we know his answer. That Seth Rogen's answer would probably be abducted by aliens.
Yeah, anal I'd probes, be down for that too. Not for the alien probes, no, but like going and hanging with aliens.
That's happening.
Fun.
We asked you on Facebook, KX969. D says, aliens, I hate bodies of water.
Ooh, yeah.
Jill says, aliens, my chances of returning are better with aliens, even if no one would believe me. Mary says, mermaids. My husband always says I drink like a fish.
There you go. I like
very,
it.
Very good choice.
Clever.
Tiana, mermaids because they're pretty and aliens are scary.
I love Tiana's answer. That is so funny. That's so on brand for her, too.
Karen, mermaids, I love the ocean. There's a few folks that are actually all about the water.
If it was like hanging with Aquaman and his buddies or whatever from those movies, then I'm down for the mermaid lair. But like,
that's what April says.
They're hot. I mean,
April chose
cool.
aliens because unless it's Aquaman, Jason Momoa, I'd rather learn more about the vast universe of space and learn firsthand that we are not alone.
And you know they're going to give us oxygen and stuff so we can survive.
I just said that you can assume that you can breathe in both situations.
Yeah, I know.
Mermaids could maybe give you oxygen too. We don't know.
It's possible.
They do that. They have that spell in Harry Potter where it makes you be able to breathe underwater with the mermen.
What if the aliens take you straight to your anus, and then they show you the Klingons.
You said, please take me back. Please take me back. This isn't nearly what I expected.
Whoa.
Some people may choose to hang around, though.
Yeah. Hey, what if your anus is beautiful? You've never been there.
So if you'd rather be abducted by aliens or mermaids, you tell us why for Would You Rather Wednesday on Facebook KX969. And whatever, guys. Just whatever. This was a good one.
Okay.
It was a good one.
All right. Mermaid layers are probably a thing, too.
Okay.
Just going to tack that on there while I had the floor.
Thank you for finishing up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
For this story, two iconic songs are connected to, of course, movies. You know, everybody's got a theme song from something.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy getting the band back together again for Beverly Hills Cop.
Wow.
Axel Foley, that's going to be on Netflix.
Nice.
Sweet.
It's awesome. Bringing back him, Judge Reinhold, John Astin, Paul Reiser, and Bronson Pinchot for the fourth movie in the series.
Cool.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt also added to the series. So that's a pretty iconic
theme. I like
him
in most everything.
Yeah, he's pretty dang good. That'll be so cool. Look for that coming up on
Netflix. You think with the success of Top Gun, we're going to start seeing all these 80s movies where they're like, all right, let's bring it back.
Well, you heard Cobra Kai, right?
Yes.
That series? Absolutely. They're going to make a new Karate Kid movie based on the new series.
I will probably not see that.
Yeah.
And then the other iconic theme, of course, everybody knows the theme to James Bond. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary.
Wow.
And they're at a bit of a crossroads as, of course, Daniel Craig has quit as Bond. He did five movies. While many actors... What's that?
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
GOAT Bond.
GOAT Bond.
While many actors are salivating at the possibility of playing the British spy, a warning from the producers is that filming is still a few years away, and they're going to need a 10-year commitment before they designate who's going to be 007 next.
Oh, so whoever accepts that role will have to do it for at least 10 years?
And they'll have to probably be in their mid to upper 30s, so it narrows the field.
It really does. So
think about that. Like Daniel Craig, I want to say was 40 when he started.
Was he?
And then he got the GOAT Bond. Yeah. But yeah, they got a 10 years. Woo!
That is a
we don't
long
want anybody
commitment.
Out here like fighting commitment. In an old folks' home at the end of this thing.
That's true. So be prepared for that. A few years away, but
he's creeping down the street in his super nice car, chasing a villain. But he's going 5 miles an hour below the speed limit.
Slow. Right.
And as he pulls up to a stop sign and looks around, and he's turns on his blinker.
That's
he sits there.
Oh my God! Wouldn't
waits
that be great?
For the light.
And then he turns, and it's a high speed chase.
Because
he's
72 fantastic.
Years old.
I love that.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Even more women have.
Oh!
All right, we get the music to set
JP
the
goes, did I hear women? Boom! Hit the music.
Party.
Let's go.
Add the little Maroon 5 to this crazy story about Adam Levine.
Even more women have come forward with allegations of Adam Levine sexting them. So this comes after Instagram model Sumner Stroll, I can't remember the last name.
Stole.
Yeah. Stole alleged an affair with Adam Levine. By the way, Adam Levine is married to Victoria's Secret model Behati Prinsloo. They have two kids and a third child on the way. She is pregnant right now. But in an Instagram story post, this woman, Alana Zabel, titled Long Overdue Hashtag Expose Adam Levine. Apparently, it's a former yoga teacher who worked with Levine from 2007 to 2010. Says he's guilty of sexting her, noting he once texted her, quote, I want to spend the day with you naked. Told pals in town that she had the best pumpkin in town.
Mm.
I don't understand.
Her booty.
Oh.
Also, a source says that Adam's wife, Behati Prinsloo, is very upset by the cheating allegations. as I would be even as just allegations, you know, that'd be hard to not be upset about. But the couple looked happy in their first public outing since these allegations came out. So who knows? Apparently working on stuff, or maybe there is no truth. Who knows? But that seems to be the point of contention. Yes?
Did this surprise anybody?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
I mean, like, so his wife can't be surprised.
Like, yeah,
if we
not.
From afar are all like, oh, yeah. I mean, that guy, of course. You know, like, this is all just par for the course. She's just like, oh.
She's probably here it goes.
Come on. Well, figures.
She's probably went to him again.
Wow.
The two people that I would not be surprised to hear this about would actually be Adam Levine and then John Mayer.
Oh yeah, for sure, John Mayer.
Like,
yeah.
These are like pretty much the only two that I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Sexting DMs, yeah, I could see that happening.
So we'll keep you updated.
One! I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Remember that $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot in Chicago, or just the suburbs of Chicago?
Suburbs,
that
yeah.
Someone won this past July. And we talked about a little bit yesterday how it still hadn't been claimed and they had to do it within the 60-day window.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Otherwise, they wouldn't get to choose.
Because they were coming up on, like, literally
the day.
The day. Yeah. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, or they're probably the last chances.
When are you claiming it,
Coryell?
I wish.
I know. I wish.
They had till like, a couple, either today or tomorrow to get this sorted out and claim it. Otherwise, the lottery could tell them they're going to get the yearly payout instead of the actual cash money payout.
Yeah, the lottery determines how you receive the money, which obviously
if you don't respond
they're going to choose
days.
The one that, you know, gives them
the least amount of money.
The least amount of money.
Yeah, like if somebody dies, then they don't have to keep paying them.
Yeah.
So finally, two winners have claimed, have come forward to the Illinois lottery and said they're splitting
what?
The prize. Two winners, and they wish to remain anonymous. They took the lump sum of $780 million.
Nice.
That works out to about $390 million apiece after taxes. That gives them about $246 million apiece.
Awesome.
Hold on. You can have two winners?
Oh, yeah.
You could have like 400 winners.
We had seven winners from here. From Lincoln that one time.
Weren't they on one card?
But yeah, they were on.
They're on one card.
Yeah.
Is this one card or is this two different people in the area?
We don't know because they're allowed to stay anonymous, so we won't know for sure.
I didn't know that you could have, I mean, because isn't it just one set of numbers? How can...
Well, if you pick the same numbers.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Coryell, I just want you to know, if this were you and you had got those numbers, I would not allow you to be late. Like, I know for a fact, they're like, the deadline is noon on day 60. You'd be there at 12:59. And yeah, I'd be like, Coryell, and I would not let that happen to you.
Thank you.
We'd have your back.
I know everything in your body says you don't want to be here on time. I'll help you.
Yes.
I will
absolutely.
Get you there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. I need the help.
We'll definitely have beers on the way.
That's what's trending today.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
I used to hate mornings, but now I love them because of this show.
Kicks 96.9.
David says it's our fault they even got together. So we have to get him another date. An all-new Datum or Dump 'Em right now.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kicks 96.9. It's Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
So tell us a little bit about the gal you met up with and dated, and we'll see if we can sort this out for you and maybe be willing to take care of paying for another date.
Okay. So basically, we actually met at your tailgate a couple weekends ago.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, sweet.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. We met to do that.
So immediately, like right away, we had this incredible chemistry. Like not even just us, like our whole groups completely blended together.
Oh,
we
very
just
nice.
All clicked, and it became this like total all-day thing. It was amazing.
Nice.
But then, kind of later on, her friend Steph was maybe having a little too much. She got a little too drunk, and they had to kind of just bail and take her home. Thankfully, we were able to exchange numbers, me and Nikki, and we got together, and we went to dinner on another night, and it was incredible. Like, dinner was just
good.
Super fun. We had so much chemistry, and I don't know, it just... everything felt really good. Like, it was just as exciting and fresh as when we met at the tailgate. And at the end of the night, you know, we hugged and she kissed me on the cheek. And
I know.
I felt really good about everything, you know? I felt like it was a good time. And I certainly didn't feel like there was anything weird, but ever since that night, I've just had nothing since. There's been no contact.
Okay. It could just be, well, never mind. This wasn't all on game day. I was going to say it could just be game day love, but.
Yeah, no, that has happened before, but no, the fact that they actually went out for dinner
this was on a different night.
Yeah, and it was just as good, too. Like, I mean, I think I had the same thought about the tailgate, but, you know, that carried over to another night.
You didn't bring up politics or anything, because that's kind of a turnoff for folks.
No, not on the first day.
Okay. Let's, maybe it's something to do with, like, the dining experience. Like, do you smack your food?
I mean, look, it's a first date. I'm trying to put my best foot forward, you know, so I was on my best behavior.
Are you, by chance, and it's okay if you are, obviously, vegan or vegetarian?
Some people are just like, I don't know.
Solid carnivore.
I feel like that would be so weird to have that be a deal breaker, but some people, that lifestyle just isn't their thing, and maybe they, I don't know.
Oh, we've had, I wonder, we've had it before. Maybe she saw one of her exes at the date and it kind of freaked her out. Was she weird and shady on the date or was she pretty chill?
No, I mean, like, the vibes were just 10 out of 10 across the board.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm stumped. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got me, too.
Okay, well, we've got Nikki's number. We'll give her a call, see if we can get her on the line and sort this out. Maybe it's something simple, and we'd be more than willing to pay for you guys to go out again.
Ooh, quick question. Yeah. You don't constantly put your hand in your pants, do you?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay,
not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore. Not since you were probably five. Well, we will call Nikki for you and see if we can figure this out.
Wake up, y'all.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let me just joining us, David, Matt, Nikki at our tailgate a couple weekends ago. They had great chemistry. Their friend groups clicked. They hung out until one of her friends was a little too drunk. They had to take her home, but she gave him her number. They got together for dinner and drinks, had a great time, and nothing that he can think of.
Cody on Twitter, KZKX969, says, something ain't right here. That date sounds too perfect. And the GIF says, he has obviously done something nefarious.
Well, let's find out from Nikki what the issue is between her and David.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Nikki.
Yeah, this is Nikki.
Nikki, hi, it's JP and Coriel, the Kix Morning Show. How you
doing?
Good
morning.
Oh, my God, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How's your morning going?
It's not bad. How's yours?
We're doing good. We actually might be able to make your day a little bit better. We're willing to give you dinner out on us if you'd be willing to chat with us for a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Ooh, yeah, we have her attention.
I know that.
We got contacted by a guy you met and went on a date with. David reached out to us about talking to you and seeing about getting a second date with him.
We're trying to secure that second date.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
And you haven't been getting back with him, so he asked us to do it. If you've been ghosting him.
Yeah. I mean,
Have you done that intentionally?
No. I wasn't trying to do that at all. I was honestly going to call him, and I was going to ask about this, but I guess I will ask you guys since I have you here.
Okay. We're experts. Let's go.
Well, let her rip.
I thought things went really well on the date. Like, we had great chemistry. It was really easy, really fun. I was totally, like, all set to go out again. But it was actually my coworker and my friend, Matt, who brought this up.
Okay.
And it sort of just halted me in my tracks.
All right. What did Matt have to say?
Until we were talking, like, this was on the date. When the bill came, I reached for my wallet, and I said, we can split the bill. And he was like, okay. So I was telling all of this to Matt, and Matt said that he thinks that David was, like, really way too excited about splitting the bill. And
oh, okay.
Like, super, like, unromantic as a guy to not, like, insist to pay, especially, like, on the first date. And so Matt was like, this is an absolute deal breaker. Like, I don't think you can go out with David again.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I got to jump in here.
By the way, Nikki, David's on the phone with us.
Listen, I am so sorry. Like, I absolutely would have paid. I didn't want to look like I was trying to show you up, you know? I mean...
Yeah, look, that would be a tough position to be in.
Nikki, you're successful, you're an independent woman, and I'm not trying to step on that, and it's not like you and I, like, agreed that you would pay the whole bill, or... You know, we didn't have any sort of like prior arrangement about the bill. I was just totally following your lead on that. I did not at all mean to come off as too excited or anything.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
I definitely think, Nikki, in your heart of hearts, in that moment, because you're the only one that will know, did you get the feel that he was being cheap?
No.
He meant to be like that?
No, it seemed like it was coming from, like, a nice, kind, you know, like he said, like, he's respecting that I'm an independent woman. So it didn't come across as weird to me until I brought it up to Matt.
Right.
And you've known Matt for a long time?
Oh, my God, forever. We grew up together. We went to school together. So I really trust his opinions, and I love him deeply.
Okay, I just playing devil's advocate. Did you happen to show Matt a photo of David?
Of course, yeah.
Have you and Matt ever gone out before? Have dated before?
Yes. It was a really long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like Matt's maybe a little bit jealous.
I think Matt is stirring the pot a little bit.
Does that sound possible?
It's not something I considered, but yes. Yes.
It sounds to me like you have two boyfriends now.
Kind of does. Look, just for lack of better terminology, it sounds like Matt's trying to block you. I mean,
I'm
dating David. I'm just not going to mince words, but that's what it seems like.
Interesting. Has always been really protective of me. I thought it was just him being a good friend, but maybe you're right.
Okay, here's another question then. Have you talked to Matt about a lot of your dates? Like, have you had second and third dates with these guys that you've talked to Matt about? Or it seemed like it happens a lot where Matt's like, oh no, that guy's a D-bag, or I looked him up and his Tinder account has one thing and he's doing something else, or...
There does always seem to be, like, a thing, like a deal breaker that comes up. Yeah.
Nah, Matt's got feelings for you.
I think he's maybe still a little bit sprung on you.
Wow.
Yeah, it kind of sounds to me like maybe Matt is trying to, for lack of a better word, sabotage this whole situation.
Yeah. That's what it sounds. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. And I'm not trying to be a jerk towards your friend.
Well, and it's also her delivery too. I mean, if she made it sound like it was super shady the way he did that, then I mean that would be a natural thing to say. Like, yeah, well, it sounds like that guy is being, I don't know, cheap or something, or I don't know.
Can I just say, Nikki, you and I are obviously attracted to each other, and, like, we had really good chemistry, and I know Matt is your friend, and I respect that, and I would certainly never tell you who you can and can't be friends with, but I feel like the connection that we made is worth pursuing. I mean, I feel like this is the kind of thing we should give another go.
You know, I really agree with you, and, like, yeah, I'm a little...
So you'll go on another date, maybe? We can get one hooked up for you?
I will. I think I just, you know, this Matt thing kind of threw me for a loop, but I think I owe it to myself and to you to go on another date.
Okay, so what we can do then is we'll let you and deal with the Matt stuff. We won't make you and David have to deal with that.
Yeah,
you guys can just go out. We'll take
care
of...
Just keep that in your back pocket about the Matt thing.
I mean, I'm not trying to say your friend's being shady and all, but some guys are just a little like that. They get jealous.
Girls are like that too sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I have some guy friends of mine that, like, back in the day, there was a time where I go, yeah, no, I think maybe she's just not... She's not good for you.
Yeah.
But really, it was like, because love me.
Because love you. Yeah.
No. Love me instead.
So what we'll do is we'll take care of paying for dinner for you guys to go out on us for another
date. That way you don't have to worry about who's picking up the bill and who's not.
Right. And David, you're picking up the tip. All right.
There we go. Yeah, I'll sign it now.
Deal.
We'll sign it now.
Thank you.
We're signing it out to David. He's got the tip.
Cool.
You guys, we wish you the best. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Yay.
Thank you. So
the issue being the best friend, the guy friend.
Uh-oh.
Saying encouraging her to think he's weird.
Yep. So that's looks like that might be solved. We'll see.
Maybe we'll hear from homeboy.
Yeah, maybe.
And he'll tell us about his broken heart or something. Or hey, or Coryell. Maybe he'll try to do a Make It Right Monday.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, Coryell, I encourage most of Lincoln that you're weird.
It's true, though. I am pretty weird.
Yes. People are like, what's Coryell like? And I'm like, weird.
Weird is, you know what, to me, weird is such a good compliment.
You'll take that compliment and run with it.
Weird to me thinks is synonymous with not boring.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's all what right. I told so, him. I always tell him you wear those wigs out on dates with your boyfriend and pretend like you don't know each other, and then he picks you up at the bar.
Oh, my God.
That's the other thing I tell people.
Hello. Hi. Yes, my name is Felicity.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you,
and
sir.
I am recently widowed, and I am like, happy to meet you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
If you need our dating help, we're here for you with Datum or Dump'Em. Just reach out Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Your direct message, title it Datum or Dump'Em. We'll help you, too.
Yeah. Wake up.
Morning, sound better with country.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On KX 96.9.
Let's do this. Last chance, Luke Bryan tickets. And you just have to play and win with JP Makes His Guess. Competing on Team Nick is Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy.
Yes.
And competing with Coryell is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
All right, you guys, turn your radios down.
Yeah.
Just listen to us on the phone so there's no echo. And we will have your chance to win. It is currently Coryell 18, Nick 15 on the scoreboard, by the way.
Hey, Coryell. Yes. I was just saying some really nice stuff to you off air.
Yeah, no you more. Were incredibly
it's over.
Nice.
It's over now.
Oh, that's
game
over
face.
Now.
Competition's here.
Game face.
All right, so
I'm playing a long game
today for Luke Bryan tickets. I bet you know at least one person who belongs on this list.
Oh no!
I hope so.
So someone on Reddit asked people to name annoying things people willingly let define them.
Okay.
And base their whole personality around.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay, got it.
You got what I'm saying?
I think I got ideas. Okay. I got ideas.
So we want, this is the top nine things that people annoyingly let define them and their whole personality
around. I feel like this list is going to immediately humble me.
Okay.
We'll start with Nick and Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy. People who are Titans fans. Woo! That'd be number one on my list. I don't know about you. Or Yankees fans.
Or Chiefs fans.
No, we just finally got it good. What do you think, pal? Where should we go here? Like, what about workout guy? Like, CrossFitter dude?
Sure, it's hard for me to hear, so okay. Sure.
So CrossFitter dude is what he
Did
said.
You
Exercise
hear
workout guy.
Yeah, like workout CrossFitter guy.
Is that a good?
Okay, yeah, I missed what we're going for the top.
It's
sorry.
The things people are obsessed with. They let their whole personality be based around it, like a CrossFitter.
Yes, CrossFit would work.
Exercise.
Yeah,
we'll go with
number
exercise.
One. Yeah.
Exercise is in at number 8 on this list.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
We go to Lauren and Coryell.
How about politics?
I was thinking politics.
Yeah.
And politics is right. Politics comes in at number 3.
Oh, man. Okay.
Back to Jeremy and Nick. The things people brag about and are obsessed with.
I mean, probably sports team, right? Don't you think?
Nick's a sports team.
Something like that?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sports team.
Being a sports fan comes in at number 1 on the list. And therefore, Jeremy and Nick get a point and a half.
Lauren, what about your job?
Let's go for it.
No, I mean, like,
she wasn't asking
like,
what your job is.
Job or your occupation.
You're obsessed with
your
job.
Personality.
Yeah, let's go for it.
That is the number 2 answer on the board.
1 and 2. Nice.
So Jeremy and Nick need this one to win the game because they got 1.5 on the last point.
What do you think, buddy?
What
I have
about,
an idea.
Like food, like. You know, you got your vegans and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are the most annoying. You got it.
Okay.
All right, with you. They got to eat meat.
The food people.
Really?
Not in this list.
Oh, this I'm list was probably written by a vegan.
Lauren and Coryell need this one to win, steal the game and win the game.
Wow.
What do you got, Coryell?
Okay, so.
Not much. I can see her face. She is blanking right now.
I'm thinking about like where you live, like where you're from.
Where you're from?
Because the whole Nebraska. I don't know. I feel like everybody.
That's not.
Drinks,
did you just say that's annoying?
Everybody drinks the Kool-Aid here.
Who don't live here?
Everybody drinks
annoying.
The Kool-Aid of those people are Nebraska stupid. Thing, and I mean that legitimately because Kool-Aid's right. from here.
So where
you could have used California as an example instead of here.
No, we're pretty like Huskers, Runza. Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Is there anything there she said wrong?
No, I don't think what, anything,
I didn't think
what
is, there's nothing
what is,
wrong with
what
that.
What is yeah. embarrassing about that? You could have been like,
there's nothing embarrassing. It's just
not
annoying.
Using fossil fuels and taxes and Hollywood. And be like,
the operative word is annoying, and I think it can be annoying sometimes.
Okay. So you're going to go with where you live or where you're from.
You make me sad, Coryell. You hate our state.
No, I don't.
This is,
yes.
this is for
well,
the game.
Well, Lauren, do you want to go with where you're from?
Yes, I sure okay. do.
All right. Show me where you live, where you're from for the win.
Man. Woo! Does it specifically say Texas?
No, it just says being proud is one thing, but some people take it too far.
I definitely think it isn't just Nebraska, essentially. But when you're mm-hmm. somewhere, like, let's say you go anywhere out of the region, you're like, yeah, I'm from the Midwest, you know. You're like, oh, back Midwest, pedal. We call it pop, you know. Everybody does it from where they live, I think.
Backpedal now,
Anybody and everybody in Arkansas that says Sioux pig, I'm like, oh, God, really? Okay.
Says what?
That Sioux pig thing that they do the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
All right, so here's your top nine. Number nine, your car. Like, I'm a Chevy guy. I'm a Tesla guy.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
okay.
That's a big one.
Eight was exercise. Is. Seven was crypto.
JP's a big Hummer guy.
No, I'm not. Number six, shows and movies like Harry Potter fans who won't shut up if they're from a Puffaluff or a Hufflepuff or whatever it's called.
Hufflepuff.
And they mean
Star Wars guy.
Star Wars guy. Y'all yeah. take it. All yeah. on it. All yeah, on yeah. it. All on
right.
it. Number five was the generation you're from.
Oh.
See, Coryell wouldn't think of that because she hates her own. She's trying to be Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to be Gen Z.
Number four was where you live. Politics at three. Your job at two. Being a sports fan was number one. And congratulations. Oh. Lauren is going to the farm tour tonight. Thanks for playing, Jeremy. That's JP Mix's guest for today.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Gets me in, like, good spirits. I need it.
Kix 96.9.
Well, you know what? At least the weather's turned.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I was.
Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
About time.
It's about time.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Finally, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I've heard you and Liz talk like that before.
Oh, yeah, sweater weather.
It's sweater weather. You know, that's one of the three things people hate about fall.
What? Sweaters?
Yeah. Sweater weather.
Oh, not sweaters. Sweater weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are two completely opposite things, JP.
And then the beaches are closed and the pools are closed.
Well, luckily we don't have any beaches here.
Yeah, but the pools are closed.
Well,
and
that is true. Yeah.
Your tan will fade.
Yeah. And?
And that you could die in a car accident today because it's fall.
Oh, what? You can die in a car accident any day.
So,
and here's hopefully, some, knock on wood, that is not the case.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case either. But there's some potentially life-saving info for the first day of fall. Slow down, be a little bit more careful on the roads because there's a tendency to have more car crashes today than any other time of the year.
No way.
Yes, why?
Why?
The fall equinox is when the sun rises exactly in the east and sets exactly in the west, and that can cause some serious windshield glare.
Yeah.
A lot of the country's major roadways are oriented east to west, so lots of us will be driving directly into the sun on your commute.
That is
to work,
no
or your commute home.
Joke. The other, let's see, what was it? Monday, actually, this week, which makes sense. It's so close to the first official day of fall. Monday, as the sun was starting to kind of set, I was driving to volleyball, and luckily I know Lincoln like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Because I was in a weird area of town where it kind of splits off, and it would be easy to just keep going straight and, I don't know, head-on collide with a stream of traffic.
Right.
It was impossible to see. It was crazy.
It was so bad out.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's... Oh, that sucks.
So be careful with that. I'll turn this around a little bit. What's your favorite things you love about fall?
Oh my God, do we have all day?
Well, you already said the Carhartt sweater that you're
wearing. Favorite things about fall, definitely the weather. I like overcast. I like colder. I like rain. Mm. And I'm a big soup and stew gal.
Oh, see, there you go. You got me with the soups.
And I love candles, which you can burn year-round, but there are certain scents, and there's just a whole vibe of a window cracked. The breeze is a little almost too cold, but you got a big oversized sweater on. You right. got your perfect candle scents on, and you're eating a bowl of soup. You're watching a scary movie.
I like bonfires. I'm all about like wood burning fires and bonfires. Just kind of hanging out.
I like them too, but I don't like the smoke.
Oh yeah, that drives you a little bit nuts.
Yeah, if it hangs on me, especially since I'm allergic to a lot of trees.
Oh, that's a valid
point.
And
you are too.
I always try to stay upwind from the smoke.
Right.
So I can still kind of enjoy it because I like to
enjoy it for a little while. And I like then to I'm do like, s'mores. I have to leave.
I like to do the s'mores. That's
yeah, s'mores are solid. I'm also, I'm a big pumpkin patch person.
Oh, yeah. And they all like, just kind of opened up recently.
I do like pumpkin patches, although I'm not as extreme. Some folks do it, you know, do it for the gram. They go for the Instagram pictures.
Right.
And that's fine. And I probably would maybe do that, might do that this year. But I just like to go and like grab some apple spice something, pumpkin spice something, grab a pumpkin to go carve and then leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't really like saunter around as much anymore.
You're not
going to
go wander around.
I just feel like maybe do that if you have like kids or you want to go with like, your friend who has kids and stuff like that.
Other than the clown at Roca Scary Farm, that's a lot of fun to go on the
that's the other
hay
thing.
Rack.
Haunted houses. You would think would enjoy those, but I cannot do it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love scary movies.
Yeah, you do.
I would love to work as like a scarer at a haunted house.
Yeah.
I can't do it physically. I hate them.
I was told we need to revisit our Tasty Tuesday on the road thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've done, did we do chili and we did grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Like we've got to come up with something else for the like fall-ish.
No, that's a really good idea. We should definitely do that.
Maybe like best soups in town or
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. We're also glazing over a football because
That's like the number one thing. But
right now, college football is really the only thing I care about, and then the NFL. But obviously, I don't really know much. I only like it because of fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know what? That's a lot of people. There's millions and millions of people that are a part of it because they just are in it for fantasy football.
Lazy fall day. You've got chili on. You watch some football.
Mm-hmm.
It does not suck.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's okay. Ideal.
So first day of fall, be careful while you're driving home
be
or
careful,
to work.
Yes.
And bust out your vest and your flannel and your jeans and
your
boots.
Han Solos.
That look. I can't wait. We may actually make a drinking game out of it out at Luke Bryan's.
I'll be interested to see if that's much of a thing. Well, it might be.
It might be.
It might be not as trendy anymore.
Well, that's a possibility too.
We'll find out.
Okay, we'll get you an update on that tomorrow.
Yes.
After the Luke Bryan Farm Tour.
Country mornings are the best.
JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning. When you wake up.
On Kix 96.9.
Oh, wow. I love the background you did on StreamYard, Corey. That's really neat.
Oh, thank you. I've used it a couple times.
The Husker Soccer Stadium? I didn't know you used it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm glad you're just now noticing.
I know. You're so creative.
No, it's fine.
I don't give you enough credit.
Yeah, no, never.
That's fine. Not a lot of credit's been given to the Husker soccer team and how great they are. And if you have not been to a Husker soccer match at Barbara Hibner Stadium, you are missing out on how exciting things can be. And we always get lucky to have a bunch of Huskers swing by and chat with us. And Briley Hill is, you're a redshirt freshman, correct?
Correct.
And you are from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes, I am.
A Spartan, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. You guys cool. might. Are you guys going to fight? Because
no.
She's a Spartan and you're
South
a knight.
Southeast and East aren't huge rivals.
Yeah. Not really for soccer.
No, not for soccer.
Okay. All right, cool. But yeah, so Briley played here in Lincoln at Lincoln East. And getting to go and play at the home team, how is that? Is it fun for you? I mean, was this a dream come true?
Yeah, it's awesome, especially that all my friends and family, they can keep watching me play and be around for that. So it's really cool.
Right. Versus going out of state or something, and then you'd have to coordinate family or friends to come visit, and travel it probably and stuff, wouldn't happen as often.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's awesome. Yeah. That's good.
And it's super exciting because there are so many Nebraska kids on this team this year. It's crazy. And a lot of them that you probably competed against, too.
I did, yeah. High school, club, knew them all.
I was going to say, that'd be so strange to, like, go from enemies, in a sense, to working for the common goal on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also... Would you say that you knew, like, some of your teammates, like, maybe strong suits / weaknesses going into being on the team together? That does that benefit you at all or no?
Oh, for sure. I'd say one of the major ones is, well, I played with Haley Peterson.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we combine really well, so that was very helpful.
Cool.
I feel like, especially just... playing high school with her, we just fly down the field together. So
yeah you guys do. You
guys
are booking.
Sweet. I love that.
It's crazy fast. The way this game is played, you girls play it so fast, and just your attacking style is fun. And to not have to deal with overtimes has got to be, your eyes just light up.
Oh my goodness.
The fact that you can expend all your energy in those two halves.
Yes, truly, because you play 90 minutes, and then you're like, okay, now I could have 10, 20 more minutes, and you don't have energy for that at that point.
No. Everybody has had that same reaction so far when you mentioned getting rid of
and when
you're overtime.
Tired, it gets sloppy and injuries.
Right. And it makes the game exciting because, like, you get down to the last 5 minutes of it, nobody has scored any points, and it's like it's a drag-out fight.
Yeah. Definitely.
Which is a lot of fun. And actually, congrats on the big win against Minnesota. That was a great way to start off the Big Ten.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
And now you got a big opponent, Northwestern. How are you feeling about tonight's match?
I feel good. Practice has looked really clean this week, and everybody's energy is high. So hopefully we go out there and stomp on them.
Yeah, you do.
Briley, when you do go out there and stomp on them and you exert all of your energy and you get to go home or you're finally unwinding, what is the first thing you eat when you are, like, tired? You just exerted yourself so much. If you could smash something, what would it be?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's my favorite go-to question.
They deliver really good post-game meals.
Yeah.
Which usually we eat that first, but I had my choice, I'd probably have some ice cream, cool me off.
There you go.
See? I love that. Fuel up.
Nice.
And we've talked a lot with your fellow teammates, NIL deals. If you had the dream deal, what would you want?
This is crazy, but probably like Ferrari. Or something like that.
Wow. Go big.
You were the first one when we've talked about NILs when we said, yeah, no, some of this stuff probably is way too big. Reach for the stars, though. Like, it could literally be anything.
Everybody's like Lululemon. It's like, no, go Ferrari.
Oh,
that's
I
love it.
I dig it.
That's cool.
Well, you can check out Briley and her entire team playing tonight. It's against Northwestern. They're ranked number 9, which that's not going to last because we're going to knock them off tonight.
Sure will.
Not only is that happening, but the Husker scarf giveaway. Every year, we've got one hanging in the studio that's here all the time.
Yeah.
The Husker scarf giveaway is a big deal. If you haven't gotten one of the Husker scarves, you can do that tonight. If you are a student, there's a chance to win the Ultra Boost, the new Husker ones that Briley is sporting on her feet right now, and that like Nicklin Hames and some other Husker athletes have promoted as well. So if you're a student, you can get in for the raffle for that.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything else? Okay, that's a lot of stuff going on.
I know, it's a lot.
Oh, and halftime. We got halftime. Where's entertainment? The marching band, right?
The drum line.
Drumline is always a lot of fun.
Oh.
As you knock your camera to the...
This is what I get for making fake drum line sounds.
It's okay. Barbara Hinder Stadium, 7 o'clock tonight. If you'd like to go, we have tickets as well for you to win. Give us a call, 466-9696, and we'll hook you up. Maybe you know Briley from high school, from living here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, say hi.
And come by and say hi to her as the match gets underway. Briley, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Go Big Red.
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
You gonna lose all your fancy foosball games, and you're gonna fail your big exam because school is
the devil. Everything is the devil to you, mama.
Yeah, to a lot of people too.
Oh my goodness!
And now
that's just ridiculous.
And now Reebok is apparently the devil.
What, did they team up with Lil Nas X again?
No, they did not.
I'm just kidding. They never did that in the first place. But
so, a religious group is warning the public to beware of Reebok's newest shoe style because apparently it's satanic.
Okay, this is just like the Lil Nas X thing.
It kind of
is. It wasn't Reebok they teamed up with, but whatever.
Yeah. So, the shoe in question is the Reebok times Mason Margiela Tabby de Corte. Is what I'm guessing the words are in that name.
Whatever you just said.
Yeah.
It features it's a collaboration with like a person.
An artist.
Yes.
Yes. Like it'd be, they collaborated with Kanye or
yeah.
whatever. So it apparently features a toe area that is split into two halves.
A toe area split into two halves. Oh, like a hoof?
Yeah. Yeah. Split toes.
Oh, so of course they're your, okay.
The Remnants, which is a Christian group that maintains a Facebook page called Prophecy News, claims the shoe is intentionally meant to look like a hoof. Reebok's new sneakers have the goat feet, is what they say. The rulers of this world show more and more openly and clearly who they worship. Make sure to open your eyes.
Oh, my God.
And don't be caught up in their rituals.
People will grasp at any freaking straws.
Yeah.
You know, and it sucks because I think I'd like to believe I try to be sensitive to a lot of things and how people feel.
Right.
You never know. But just the longer I'm in this industry, the more I'm like, people just suck.
Yeah, there are some people.
Like.
But you think about it, when you put your shoe on, it would actually make more sense to have the big toe kind of be on its own. It's the way it is with sandals.
It would. And also, does this individual that Reebok teamed up with, is this person outrightly like a satanic ritualist or whatever?
No, they're just an artist.
Do they belong to the satanic temple or something?
I bet they're like, I have a really, really big toes and nothing fits right. I'm going to do it where I actually have kind of the big toe is separated from the other four and it'll be just fine and comfortable.
I mean, I think they look kind of cool.
I don't hate them.
I mean, they're weird.
They're odd.
They're
yeah.
cool.
But when you think about it, when you walk.
Yeah, your toe. Like that. Yeah. Well.
There's a natural space between. If I always feel cramped.
No, there
cramped,
is. That
I feel
actually cramped might be more comfortable. That actually yeah. might be.
See? It's not the devil. It's just comfort. For crying out loud.
Okay. So, Mason. I'm gonna look up this Mason Margiela, however you say that.
How do you say the name? Yeah. And see if it's... Yeah. I this is kind of ridiculous.
Oh, Mason Margiela is... It's a couture, like, brand.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
Oh, it's a luxury brand. It isn't a person.
Yeah. So, but those shoes are going to be super expensive, though.
Yeah. When, I don't know how they would... God... Yeah, first of all, it'll be expensive. And second, that is just the dumbest thing I've heard.
That is reaching. I mean, come on.
That's reaching big
like,
time.
You're legit.
I understand where some people
might be concerned.
May be upset
yeah.
when it came to the little not like Lil Nas X's collaboration
yeah,
with
yeah,
his blood and
that.
Everything in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But this is just silly,
this is
right?
really just making this is a witch hunt for
yeah,
lack of better terms.
Exactly. Nice. This is going to
come
the fall.
Come on.
Witch hunt. So,
I don't
yeah.
know. I think it looks kind of cool. It'll make me feel like I got like weird little animal feet.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I kind of like it. I think.
Yeah.
Wake up. In the morning. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Our one good thing is it is Luke Bryan Day. We're very excited to be going out
woo-hoo!
To our friend Annie Stock's farm, the Hay and Grain Farm, the Stock Hay and Grain Farm, and just to the west of Murdoch, Nebraska. And there's a whole bunch of information on the Luke Bryan Farm Tour website. We've got that on our website at kzkx.com. So you click there, kind of figure out there's a map and a way to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
The parking is allowed to start at 2 o'clock.
That's an early parking lot party.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping for, is folks will roll out. And I think we're planning on being out there at some point in time to tailgate. And are we going to bring Coriel's cooler?
Can we want to pregame a little bit.
Could we bring Coriel's cooler or some tasty beverages in there?
You know what? I don't think I'll bring the cooler.
Aww.
And that's just because this cooler will go to somebody at the end of the football season.
Oh, right. We don't mess up somebody's cooler.
I'm worried. That
you'll leave it there.
Pregame a little too hard, and something, God forbid, will happen to this cooler.
So I'll go get us like a nice styrofoam cooler, and
yeah, this is too classy for us, anyways. What do you mean? We'll just go get a styrofoam.
There you go. We'll just go that way. But yeah, you can start tailgating at 2 o'clock. The gates open at 5.
Okay.
And the peach pickers, which includes Thomas Rhett's dad, Rhett Akins, will be on stage at 6 to start things off.
Okay.
And Riley Green and Jameson Rogers and. The man himself, Luke Bryan, is in the state of Nebraska.
The man, the myth, the tight-pants legend.
Yeah. So if you want tickets, you want to join us for the fun, tickets and parking is available at kzkx.com. Come join us for the fun for the farm tour.
Yeah.
And then we'll wake up early tomorrow morning and struggle bus through the show.
We will. We'll be here. Can't say we'll be thriving, but we'll be alive.
I'll be thriving. We'll get you warmed up.
You'll be thriving.
Well, I have to because I have to run the show.
I know.
I'm the boss. We all have to be on. So
you're not the only one that has to be on, JP. My God.
You can nap in between segments if you want.
Okay. Right. Can I get that in writing?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Thank God.
Have a great day. We'll see you out in Murdoch for Luke Bryan night
and
tomorrow.
Bring your party pants.
Yes, do it. All the partying, it's going to be a lot of fun. And come say hey to us if you see us out and about. Don't be shy. Just come up and say hello.
Don't be shy. We don't bite usually. Yeah,
we're not worshipers of the devil.
More like a nip.
Just like a little bite.
Maybe some nips.
Right on the elbow?
Yeah.
Okay. Megan's next. Have a great day.
Wake up. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.